Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, the 350th episode of Grey's Anatomy did not disappoint, with Meredith's past coming back to haunt her and help her. We're talking all about it starting right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Oh my gosh, you guys. Welcome back.
350.
I'm still at a loss for words. And I really like that.
I was like trying to do like the 350, like
I don't even know how to do it.
Okay.
I am at a loss for words, ladies. This episode, okay. Mind blown. I'm already forgetting to introduce myself and to say thank you guys for joining us for another after show of Grey's Anatomy. I am your host, Benny Adams, and we have so much to talk about today. But first, I want to introduce you to my amazing panel to the left of me. She knows everything about drama shows, so this is why she is on this show, Miss Chelsea.
Hey everyone, Chelsea Overrocker here. This is a fun episode. I cannot wait to dive into it.
Yes.
So good.
And then to the left of Chelsea, she is a Grey's Anatomy dictionary. Seriously, anything about Grey's Anatomy, she will know. Miss Haley.
Hey everyone, I've just got to say, this episode blew me away. I cannot wait to talk about it.
Ooh, yes.
And to the left of her, watch out, Maggie, because she is after Jackson, Miss Lanisha.
Okay, I had a cut. They must have been listening to me, because that kissing scene, I was like, uh-uh. That's my man.
Pause. Pause. This episode was... This episode was amazing. I'm just going to say it right there. We have so much to talk about today, including some news and gossip. We have our special segment, Doctor Who, where we're going to let you guys join in and answer some Grey's trivia questions. But before we get into all of that, I want to know from you ladies, what did you think about this episode?
We were both emotional.
Oh my gosh. I've always known how big of a fan I am of Grey's Anatomy, but this episode just brought me back to my center and my core. I was so emotional. I was about to ugly cry. Like, I mean, like, I was really on the verge of just straight on weeping, but in the back of my mind, I was like, Haley, about to have this show, get yourself together. But if I was at home in my comfort, which I go back and I watch the episode every week after this anyways, I'm going to sob because this episode was that good.
I feel bad that I was a little bit like Amelia a little bit. Like, I feel a little guilty for being just a tiny bit happy because I was just like, yeah, you killed Derek, man. You killed him.
Oh my gosh.
Great episode. I lost a verse. I think it's just so amazing. Yep. I think the ending just really gave me goosebumps, and then when all of her past patients come into the courtroom, I could have not planned it out better myself for her hearing. Yeah. I really could not.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Bravo to the writers, man.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, seriously.
Yeah. Y'all did so good.
I'm just gonna say it right here, right now. Best episode of Grey's Anatomy yet.
Yeah.
Best episode.
See, I was sitting there, and I'm not gonna lie, I was debating this for a long time, and there's been 350 episodes. So I couldn't really go back and collect all my thoughts at that one time. So, but for sure, top five, maybe even top three.
Yeah, I was going back thinking, and I'm like, you know what? You know, we had the plane crash episode,
exactly.
And we had that shooting episode. Yep. Yeah. This episode to me topped it. It topped everything. But let's get into it. Let's start talking about Meredith, how she's in court. She's trying to fight for her doctor's license. We were introduced to so many people coming in and trying to help her and trying to not help her. And then we also get some flashbacks, which I loved. I want to know, what were your favorite flashbacks of this episode?
Well, I didn't like being reminded of Derek dying.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was
the saddest one for me, because it literally brought me back to that moment. Yep. Especially when I knew immediately when she was talking to the doctor, Paul. I immediately was just like, dang. And then they actually played it out.
Yeah.
That's when I was just like, But the best ones for me was literally seeing all the patients, especially her very first one where she got lost in the hospital.
Yeah. I think for me, just the point of the flashbacks, I think they're great and they remind us of how amazing this show is. But for me, I loved them because it really showed us not only the growth of them as characters, but the growth of them as people. Mm-hmm. Even her first one, like she, like they were both her and Meredith were so young. Like I feel like Meredith Grey is just flawless and she's like a porcelain doll that doesn't age and she just is gorgeous throughout her entire life. And that, it just reminded me, I'm like, oh my gosh, she was so young back then. And so when we get these flashbacks, that's what's always fun for me to see is how far they've come.
And their relationship, because her and Karev seeing that was great for me.
I know, so cute.
Again, I think just the growth of how much these characters have grown so much within the past years were my favorite, the flashback. But I'm with you, Lanisha. My favorite one was with her first patient because that episode got me into Grey's. It was the pilot.
Yeah.
And I liked it because that patient came back in a couple other, one other episode a few years ago, too. Yeah. So she's a recurring patient that I love, and I just loved her character. And that was, you know, she even said, you know, Meredith didn't really know what she was doing, and she was still an amazing doctor. She was the only one that could figure out what was wrong with me, and that just set her career.
My favorite had to have been the patient from the first episode, hands down, because and we got that flashback of a young Miranda, and like you guys said, she was just a fresh, and she was an intern, right? Yeah. And it was just crazy to see all that. What did you guys think about just that huge ending, or not ending of the episode, but where everyone just came into the courtroom and poured in and just trying to support Meredith?
I mean, I showed y'all. I literally lifted up my arm and I had goosebumps everywhere.
Yeah.
Because, we saw a couple like scenes I think they showed us in the preview at the end of last week's episode, but I didn't expect it to be that extreme. And I think not even just the amount of her past patients that came in, but that stack of recommendation letters or testimonials that Karev had, that really set it even further into motion. And for me, I love how the writers brought up all of our favorite actresses that have since left the show that are still, you know, we had Christina, Arizona, Torres. They even went back to Addison. Oh, they talked about April. Yeah. I was like, kudos to the writers because that was brilliant to sneak them in there like that.
Mm-hmm.
Although I would have rather them actually made a little
see
sneak.
Yeah.
Especially Christina. Christina.
Yeah. I was thinking this could be the episode where Christina could make her return. She would go to the court and say, what are you guys doing here? So it was great that they included her in, but I was like, I need some Yang.
Yes.
Yeah. That was the only thing. I was kind of hoping to see some familiar faces as far as the doctors.
Cast,
but I get it. They have other lives. They have other jobs.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Schmidt real quick. He's on the stand. Schmidt. I felt so... Okay, so you would think you would be mad at him, but I felt bad for him because he genuinely didn't mean to cause all this, but he caused all of this. Yeah. Were you guys surprised at that?
No. I mean, Schmidt has always just kind of been a rule follower, penny pincher, teacher's pet, all of the above. So it doesn't surprise me that he does have a good heart. He has a pure heart. His intentions are always in the right place. But just in this instance, I mean, he could have never predicted that Bailey was going to turn on Meredith the way she did, you know? And I think that's what, I think that more is what set things in motion rather than Schmidt just doing what he thought was right.
And he didn't even know it was Meredith, to be quite honest.
Right.
He just saw something wrong. He saw something was fishy. And as a doctor, if you see something that's like a red flag, I'm going to try to fix it because I want what's best for my patient. So it kind of does suck that it kind of turned on him and they were just kind of like, you ratted her out. Like, he didn't mean to rat her out.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Because even in the courtroom, like, his eyes got wide. Like, oh, wow, I caused this. You know? But I do think he's going to be the next April Kepner because at first everyone was against April because she was that rule follower.
Yeah.
People made fun of her.
That's a good point.
And she proven herself. So hang in there. I think Schmidt is going to regain respect, but it's just gonna be, he's kind of that lost one right now, and I feel like he reminds me a lot of April, honestly. Yeah.
I felt bad for him. I think I wrote poor Schmidt down at least 6 times because we know how fond he is of Meredith.
He
was the one who snuck out of the hospital when Meredith was treating, in recent episodes, the patients that she was on community service hours with. Like, he was the one that brought her supplies. He was the one at her beck and call doing everything he could for Meredith Grey. And for him to have that realization that he caused this, much less than going back into the hospital and him being outed that he's the one who did this to Meredith and everyone turning on him. Like, I didn't really agree with how everyone turned their back on him. Like, Meredith's fine. It's okay. Let's move past this. Like, no one needs to make Schmidt feel worse than he undoubtedly already does.
Oh, well, it's because they were listening to a rumor saying, like, oh, basically, he snitched on her. You didn't get the whole story.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not like how, towards the end, everyone was just against him. I mean, you know, he caused it, but at the same time, you have to think Meredith was also in the wrong as well, too.
Meredith brought this on herself.
So, you know, don't put all the blame on him.
And also, like, who was that guy that decided to tell the whole room? Like, bruh, you're literally, this is your 5 seconds on the show, and you're going to be the one that brings down Schmidt? Like, I'm not cool with that.
No.
So, Meredith, she gets her license back.
Yep.
She's going back.
Meredith Grey is here to stay.
She's going back to the hospital. Okay. Did you guys think she was going to get her license back so fast and go back so fast?
100%.
It's Meredith.
She got away with it again, but I love it.
It was more of just like the way that they've been setting this up and the structure of all of this because if there's going to be any more repercussions, they wouldn't have already done her time in jail. They wouldn't have already done her community service hours.
Yeah.
So they were just basically setting us up to know that she was going to end up being okay. But I think the way it ended up playing out was perfect.
Yeah. Right. Because of course now she's back at the hospital. There is drama between her love life. It wouldn't be Grey's Anatomy if there was not drama in the love life in a work environment. So they set the scene up perfectly with it.
Right.
And I knew that was gonna happen. I sold y'all.
Let's be honest, Bailey had to swoop in before Pac North came and snatched Meredith.
Yeah,
so
very true. And you know what? It could still happen.
I was gonna think for a split second Meredith was gonna say, you know, love you, Bailey, but I'm going to Pac North.
Yeah, same.
I have opportunities there. Yeah. I thought she might have gone that way, too.
Yeah. Let's go on to Meredith and with her finding out that the doctor responsible for causing Derek to lose his wife is one of the people judging her. And so this is the first time I can't remember ever really seeing Meredith just in such a panicked mode. She was frazzled. Were you guys shocked when you guys saw him taking the stand?
Oh yeah, I was actually angry. I would use a different word if we weren't live right now because he, and not just like the fact that he didn't remember her, but he was being aggressive towards her. His whole vernacular, his whole tone was basically already signing off Meredith to not be a doctor anymore without ever even hearing her. He was being very arrogant sitting up there. And it was just like, oh, my blood was boiling.
Right.
I was mad.
I already told y'all I was feeling like Amelia because I was just like you, Haley.
I was so mad.
You're sitting there judging her, mentioning her kids. Yep. Oh.
Oh, when he mentioned her kids, that's when I was like, you go, Meredith.
Yes.
Go.
I would have went off myself. Like, I don't have kids, but if I did, you don't speak none of my family's name out of your mouth. You killed my man, okay?
And how could he not know who she was?
Agreed. Like, she's Meredith Grey. I'm sorry, you just don't not know who Meredith Grey is and what happened to her husband. You just don't.
And that just shows you how not good of a doctor he is.
Fact. You're going to remember your patient. The patient that you killed. You're going to remember
You're
that.
You're always going to remember.
And I liked the touch that Meredith proved. She was like, I'm able to recite every single patient I've lost.
Oh.
And it was just like, yes, you do. Like, just the whole, that whole scene, Meredith articulated it so well, which again is credit to the writers, but just Like, yeah. It was just like, yes!
Like, stick it to...
Because I wanted to jump out of my chair when Meredith did that.
Even yeah. when he tried to get out of that situation, I love that she was just like, no!
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And then when he fell on the ground, I'm not gonna lie, I was kind of like, yeah!
That's what she's been saying!
I was like, you deserve it!
Normally, you're like, oh my god, what's happening to the person? Yeah. I was like, yeah, you deserve that, kind of, in a way. No, maybe not that. But we'll go that extreme, but... Yeah.
She kind of means it.
Well, speaking of Paul going into a seizure, you know, Meredith, she somewhat helps him, okay. tells him what needs to happen, tells mm-hmm. him she needs to go, he needs to go to the hospital. He goes to the hospital, and lo and behold, Amelia is there as well. Mm. And we were talking about this. We really weren't thinking about Amelia. Yeah. I completely yeah. forgot about this affects Amelia also. What did you guys think about how she reacted to all of this?
I told you I could relate to her, because I mean, it hasn't happened to me, but like, I could only imagine seeing, like, thank god I don't have the scalpel, like, because like, you guys got to do it yourselves, because I cannot treat the man that killed my family member.
And I know, like how we said, right when Link made the comment, like, we weren't going to let you do this alone, mm-hmm. that, like, I still didn't even catch on. Like, I was just like, oh, this is a big moment. Like, she obviously wants to be there for Meredith, so that's what they didn't want her to let her do alone, and because she was obviously a surgeon, whatever. But then when she finally just kept her composure and stated the mm-hmm. facts of mm-hmm. who this person was to Tom Karasik, like, finally, thank you, Tom, for stepping up in a positive way,
right.
because you don't have those too many of those moments. And what I also liked, though, about this was, we talked about this, that it was our little Fab Four fam.
Yeah.
That it was literally the ones that went back, was it being Teddy, Owen, Link, Amelia, and then, of course, Tom. Like, our little fivesome, whatever we want to call it.
Weird family member mixture.
The little hexagon situation that
the
got going on there.
The hexagon
ship.
Triangle. Yeah. Relationship. Yeah.
They're a hexa ship. There you go.
Hexa ship.
Hexa ship established.
Oh, the love Lord. Hexagon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane to me. And it just made me think, like, this is bringing back so many raw emotions for Amelia. Because it brought me back to that season where when Derek passed away, she didn't even get to say goodbye to him. I remember how distraught she was. She was even pissed at Meredith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so just for her to see this guy, I was not mad at her at all for just not liking this guy whatsoever.
And don't forget Perfect Penny with Taurus.
Yep.
Yes.
So I could only imagine her finding out again, because she was already pissed off at Penny for even assisting in that procedure. So I was already kind of like, oh yeah, I could see why she's this mad. She was already mad before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I don't blame her. I'm on her side 100%. Yeah. I would have been in her shoes too.
Yeah.
You know, and then just the whole situation played out, and this guy that's on the panel is just calling out Meredith too.
Yeah.
No, this was a loss that I wasn't so upset about.
So one thing I noticed, when they found out that he did not make it, no one was sad. They were even kind of making jokes. Amelia was like, oh, and I wasn't even the one to kill him.
Yeah.
Were you guys surprised that, you know, there wasn't really a somber moment, or were you just like, nah, not at all? He kind of...
Yeah, no, I think that the writers in the show did their due diligence with him and with his storyline and everything that he's represented as far as Grey's Anatomy goes. I think that this was the right way to kind of end all of that in a sense. And I thought it was a little strange, because we went from Amelia, she almost looked sad right whenever it was the shot of her putting her hand on the glass, just kind of being in shock that he was gone, and then the next scene we see her saying, oh, he's dead, I was the one to kill him, though, like, kind of joking about it. Like, to me personally, if I was Amelia, I almost would have rather him lived, so I could give him a piece of my mind and I could get the closure that I needed, rather than him just laying there, like, you know, because, like, I would want to know these answers. Like, how have you been a doctor still all of these years? Do you ever think about that night? Like, you know, just stuff like that. So.
No, you go ahead.
We're so nice on this panel.
I kind of saw more so a peace with Amelia when she was looking at the procedure. Maybe it's because after she had her little talk with him about the scalpel and everything. But when I heard the beep, I just saw her like, Like, just yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like it's over.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like a breath of relief. Yeah.
What I was going to say was, I think, oh, I just lost my train of thought a little bit. I just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, you guys. I was so into that.
And not
I was
even.
Like, what am I going to say now next to it? I think, oh, this is what I was going to say. I got it. I got
it back.
With the doctor, though, because they were even saying he didn't take, he obviously wasn't a good doctor, but he didn't take good care of himself. That's how he got into this situation. I think that was really smart with the writers to say, this is why we have a loss. Because if he lived, Amelia would have gotten her peace, but it's still, he's a terrible doctor.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think with them saying, not only was he bad with his patients, but he just didn't even know how to take care of himself.
And I think I have to also give kudos here, because y'all know how much I like the writing of Grey's Anatomy. The fact that they had Meredith say, like, the, her two little jabs she got in right as they were taking him with the EMTs, they said, make sure he goes to Grey Sloan so he gets very best care, because that's what Derek never got. And then she also says, and make sure he gets a CT scan again, because Derek didn't get that justice. So I was like, jab, jab.
And she's still taking the high road by doing that. She doesn't have to go the extra mile to say, oh, this is what he needs. You know, this guy killed her husband. So good for Meredith.
He's in y'all's hands now. Y'all take care of him.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we get into anything else, we have a special announcement for you guys.
Yes. Well, before we move to our next topic, we just want to say thank you guys so much for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. In order to help us grow, we ask, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, give us a rate on iTunes, and leave us a comment. Again, we really just want to thank Kevin and Maria for creating AfterBuzz TV, because we're able to engage with you guys as fans and do what we love.
Yes, exactly. All right, let's move on to Miranda. I was shocked how Miranda was treating Meredith on the stand. You know, it was like she just wiped away just all of the history that these two had. What did you think about how she was treating
Meredith? It was a little disappointing at first. It's like, come on, Bailey. And I'm glad that Richard stepped up. Richard always steps up. You know, this is what I don't get about the relationship. I love Meredith and Bailey as friends, but whenever Meredith does something wrong, it's like Bailey just completely just wipes everything off and just makes her not even really sticking up for her. And it just, it always takes Richard or someone to say, come on, come around, because this isn't the first time that someone had to have this pep talk to Bailey. So it's kind of a little disappointing at this point.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed, because we got a little bit of a Weber-Bailey feud that was a long time coming, but I was so proud of Weber, because I thought all the truth bombs he dropped on Bailey were everything she needed to hear. It was everything she didn't want to but needed to hear, and he was the only person that was going to get through to her about it, because he's been there literally since day one with Bailey, with Meredith, and I thought it was just a very, very well put together scene. I loved it.
I agree with that, and Bailey was so childish. She was just jealous. She was just so, but it kind of like brought me back a little bit when Weber brought up her, when he said, oh, I already have a wife. It just reminded me of when people always called Bailey his work wife. So I'm just like, oh, you know what? This kind of makes sense, because she was always kind of like that. Like, she always did want to be Weber's favorite. Like, the number one. And now Meredith is. So Bailey, get over it.
and this is what I, this is how I look at Miranda and Richard when it comes to Meredith. Richard is all the way over here. Miranda is all the way over here. Meaning Richard, if Miranda is ever in trouble, Richard is always going to be there to help her no matter what. If with Miranda, she's more of, I'm going to follow the rules. You mess up, you pay the crime. And I loved when Richard kind of brought up the fact that Miranda, or asking if Miranda was jealous of Meredith. Do you guys think that Miranda is jealous of Meredith?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know necessarily that she's jealous, but maybe more jealous of their relationship, of mm-hmm. the Weber-Meredith relationship. Yeah. The fact that Weber would do anything for Meredith, but wouldn't do the same for Bailey. So I think that jealousy stems from more of a relationship standpoint than actually being jealous of Meredith herself. I also thought it was really cool the way that even in an episode where we're getting all these flashbacks and it's heavily focused on the Grey's Anatomy of the past, they still did a great job of keeping us relevant on these... on this episode and this season by saying when he was like, you sounded jealous, but I get, I'm getting enough of that from my wife right now. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's still like reminding us like, oh yeah, him and Catherine are still on the rocks.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Bailey has from day one always been competitive.
This is true.
She's always been competitive with everybody, even with the chief position. Like she's always been, that's always been in her. But for some reason, Meredith like really gets to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because she hasn't literally been in a pain in her side since
she really has.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then we find out that Meredith really wasn't supposed to even be
working at the hospital. Yeah.
And we find out that
Patricia Murphy.
Right, right. We find out that, you know, it's all Richard's doing of why she's here. What did you guys think about that when you that bombshell came out?
I wasn't too surprised, only because Richard has gone to such lengths for Meredith, and we know it's is because of the relationship he had with Meredith's mom, so it's just like, I wasn't surprised that he would have pulled strings to get her in the program, to get close to her, to know who Meredith is, like, it didn't even faze me that he would have done that.
I wasn't surprised either, only because, like what you said, Haley, I knew about the relationship with Weber and Meredith's mom, so... he was already attached to her like that, and I was already making some skeptical moves from day one. So.
Yeah.
I think what I'm more confused about, not necessarily confused, but curious about, as to why the writers decided to bring it up now.
Memories.
Yeah, maybe because it was the 350th episode.
True.
So to just bring that flavor to it.
Yeah. It was just interesting timing. You know, it was like, I feel like, I mean, at least in, there's been 350 episodes, so let me know in the live chat, y'all, if I'm wrong. I will totally fall on that sword, but I don't remember them ever letting us know this previously.
Right. Speaking of the live chat, what are they saying in there?
Well, let's just read some of the comments. Yes, it is 350. And then they love the hexagon.
Hexa ship.
Yeah.
Some of them agree that Bailey needed to hear that as well.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff about Joe, honestly. Joe is doing another job. She isn't fired. Joe is just attending, not head of general on some of them.
Okay.
Interesting.
Cool.
But my question was, is, you know, when they were... when they brought up that, you know, Meredith wasn't really supposed to even go into that hospital, it was like, you know, Weber that pulled the string. She had this shocked facial expression. Do you think in that moment she was even questioning, like, her whole career a little bit? Like, wow, I could have gone down a different path. And do you think that's kind of the point they wanted to prove, is that not that she gets special treatment, but she does have a lot of people that will pull a lot of strings for her?
I don't think she was questioning her career choice, but I do think she was questioning, like, dang, was I good enough to get in?
Yeah, I just don't think it'll have long-term effects. Like, maybe something with Richard, like, maybe she'll confront him about the matter, but I don't think it'll be enough to where she'll make a tiff about it.
Yeah.
Right, and even if back then, if she wasn't good enough, she sure as well knows she's good enough now with all those people coming in and supporting her.
Yeah, all the recommendations. She got an award, people.
She good. She good.
Yeah.
Let's,
her name is on a hospital.
Yes. Let's talk about relationships. I called it. I knew there was going to be something between Jackson and Maggie, and just because they didn't kiss doesn't mean that's the end of it.
Oh, for sure it's not.
Exactly.
I'm cutting it now.
What did you guys think about them not getting back together, but just that whole scene with them?
So I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, really, but Jackson's an F-boy supreme.
Yeah.
You can fill in that word, but like, oh my gosh, bruh.
He let her on.
Just the whole thing. Like, I'm sorry, he knew what he was doing. Yes, like, I can relate to that situation, you know, when you just recently break up with someone, you obviously still care about this person. You see them having a moment of weakness, and for a brief second, it takes you back to how great your relationship formerly was and the moments and like what it could have been.
Yeah.
I guess in a certain sense, I was proud of him for actually pulling away and not pulling the trigger with kissing her because Maggie doesn't need all that baggage right now.
Yeah.
But still, it still just messed with her head. Like, bruh.
He started it because first off, you saw she was drinking a lot. Yeah.
The touching.
Don't touch on me knowing I'm drunk and vulnerable. Don't scoot close to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you go kiss me and then just say, oh, it was no,
almost
I can't.
Like, it really was almost like he wanted to the validation if Maggie still had feelings for him or not.
Yeah. Well, it's just... I know he was trying to comfort her because she obviously is hitting a low point right now, but he went way too far with it.
Yeah.
He should have pulled back a little bit, and then obviously when he pulled back, that's when he realized, okay.
Then he has other thoughts.
You know what, though? This is from a guy's point of view.
I'm going to have to stick up with Jackson for this one. The reasoning is, I truly, honestly believe he did not intentionally want to lead her on. He saw her. He knows that she just lost, Sabby?
Yep.
Sabrina?
Yeah, Sabby.
And Sabby. He saw that she was in just not in a good place. Mm-hmm. So as a friend, he wanted to come over, help her, brought her back to her place. Mm-hmm. And they were in a relationship for a good while. So obviously, emotions are going to come back up.
Okay.
What do you think about
that? Wait. And he did the responsible thing of pulling back. If he had kissed her, then he's telling himself, if I kiss her, then she's going to think of something else.
Yes.
And I'm not ready to get back into a relationship with her. So I need to pull back and stop this, even if I know she's going to get mad at me, because she's going to get mad at me even more if I do kiss her and then break things off again.
See, I think he crossed the line when, okay, I'm all for him being there for her, seeing her drunk in the bar scene, knowing what happened because he said he heard about it from his mom. Cool with all that. I'm cool with him taking her home. But then at that point, you leave her at home. You make sure she's good. You walk out that front door. You do not sit down. You do not have all these good moments with her. You do not reach around her, start rubbing her shoulder. That's where he crossed the line. That's where he started sending signals to her for her to lean in and want to kiss him.
I mean, I don't think he should have left the house like at that point. Like, you could still check on a friend.
Yes.
But I do agree with you. Physical touch is very important.
Yep.
Okay, he was really touching up on her, scooting closer.
But it wasn't like it was like, ooh, ah. It was just like, are you okay?
Like, but it kept getting closer and closer.
It was for sure the, hey, I'm here
but
for
that's
you.
When that's when you, emotions
babe. I got you, babe.
That's when emotions come back, and like sometimes you just can't control them. They were in love.
So if you can't control it, then don't put yourself in that situation in the first place.
We can go on about this on and on, but we are running out of time. Let's talk about Meredith and DeLuca real quick. Did you see that coming?
Yes, yeah. I've been told y'all DeLuca deserves better. He'll leave her.
I didn't think that DeLuca was going to take it so personally when she was kind of like stress venting to him, saying like, hey, if I lose my license, we're not going to work out. Mm-hmm. Like, A, if I was him, I wouldn't have taken it that seriously because like she's in a moment of crisis. So she's probably saying things that she doesn't necessarily mean and she's going through a lot. Mm-hmm. So for him to take it that personally, I kind of thought it was a little strange, but I was proud of how maturely he handled basically their breakup.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And it goes to show that there could be nothing like Meredith and Derek, because there has been so many situations where even when Derek lost a patient and he's drunk screaming at Meredith, that happened way back in the day.
Yeah.
Meredith stood by his side. Even when the test results got switched seasons back and she's like, well, Derek, if you want to leave me, leave me. And he's like, no, because of this, he points to the wall, it's their marriage vows. I committed to this. So that's the only part where you can't replace Meredith and Derek, because they're like glued. They would have stuck and fought through this.
Except everything you're saying, it's on the flip side.
I know.
Literally, DeLuca is what Meredith was for Meredith, and like they're the exact same, but it's opposite.
Yeah.
Right. So we'll see if their relationship survives. Let's go to news and gossip.
Yep.
Okay. So for news and gossip, it is the 350th episode of Grey's, and actor Kevin McKidd appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan to preview this intense episode. He stated, "It's such a blessing. I started just as we'd done 100 episodes, and back then people are like, maybe we've got two more seasons. Well, you made it all the way to 16, so congratulations.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then just quickly, Debbie Allen was the one that directed this episode too. So no surprise.
Amazing
there.
Amazing job.
She did such a great job.
Amazing job. Real quick, like I met her and she told me this season is going to be good and she did not lie. No lies right there.
You did tell us you met her.
All right, let's go to our special segment.
Yes, Doctor Who. So you guys grab your pins and your paper. You guys, Doctor Who, for those of you guys who don't know, I say a quote from any doctor, I see you, Caitlin, from any doctor from any season, and they have to guess who. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. As chief, I'm a firm believer that a nice variety of baked goods is a right way to start any meeting. I'm going to say it one more time while y'all thinking. As chief, I'm a firm believer that a nice variety of baked goods is a right way to start my meeting.
All right. I say Miranda. What do you guys say?
Owen.
And I was just pulling a rabbit out of the hat and said Tom.
Who
was
guys
it?
You are all wrong. Sloan.
Sloan?
When he became chief.
I was going through the list. I was like, this doesn't sound like anyone.
All right, let's go real quick to predictions.
All right, all right, all right.
After Buzz TV predictions.
I'll go. I'll start it. Just my biggest prediction is that DeLuca and Meredith are going to make it, that Meredith's going to realize everything DeLuca has done for her, taking care of her kids, the moment that he had with Zola, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. That moment was great. I think she's going to realize that she does have a second chance at love, at a great love. It doesn't mean forgetting Derek. It just means moving on and being happy. And so I think that her and DeLuca are going to make it.
I think that Maggie's going to have a really hard time in the hospital. And now it's going to be even worse between her and Jackson because Jackson pulled a F-boy move, okay? Mm-hmm. But you can call me still Jackson, okay?
bouncing off of that, I actually think Jackson and Maggie are going to get back together. There's going to be some fighting, but we're going into our fall
finale.
Mm-hmm. So I do think that Jackson and Maggie might get together, and that's going to lead for a conflict with Vic.
Okay, I think Jackson and Maggie are going to get back together, and Miranda, Meredith and DeLuca are going to get back together. So, right, guys, thank you so much for joining us for another after show of Grey's Anatomy. That is all the time that we have for today, but we will see you guys next week. Ladies, sign us out.
Yes, you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled Lanisha 914.
And I am Haley Graves. You can find me on Twitter at Haley1, Graves2, and on Instagram at Haley Graves with two S's. That's HaleyGraveSS. As well as in 2 hours, I will be back moderating for Legacy. Come join me.
And then on Instagram, you can find me at Chelsea Overrocker. That's Chelsea with an IE. And on Twitter, at Chels Overrocker.
And I'm your host, Benny Adams. You can find me on all social media at Benny J. Adams. We will see you guys next week. Can't wait. Mid-season finale.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.